to check in with the Friday Night Lights and Chicago Radio's only prep football scores, stats, and stories program on 720 WGN. This is Preps Plus Chicago with your host, Sam Panionovich.
Oh, the Inferno was a bad choice.
Try to be a hero, backfired.
Away we go. It's week five already. Where does the time go? It's Preps Plus Chicago, season seven, week five. Sam Panionovich, Kevin Powell with you until 11 o'clock. We got the scores. You need the scores. We can give you the scores. And we can also help you out. You can help us out. 312-981-7200. You know that you have a rock-solid program, KP, when you log into the computer and there's already scores on the text line.
Love it. Really appreciate it. Seriously, though, 312-981-7200, Sam just mentioned. Love when you guys text in. We'll get those scores out to everybody else, and we'll try to get to as many scores as possible, obviously around the Chicago area in central Illinois. We'll hit southern Illinois, everywhere. Text them in. We'll get them out there.
18 of the top 20 in the Chicago Tribune top 20 in action today. Great matchups. We have reporters at Batavia, at St. Charles East, both of those teams 4-0 coming into tonight. We've got Loyola at Fenwick. Both of those teams were 4-0 coming into tonight. Barrington at Fremd, Evanston at New Trier, and we will talk to the head coach of number 2, Glenbard West, Chad Hetlett. We had him on last season. They won the state title last season in 7A, his second ring at Glenbard West. We'll talk to coach about 10:20. Kevin will have your scores about 2 or 3 minutes from now, but first we go out to the phones. We check in with Mike Clark from the Chicago Tribune. Surprising finish there, Mike. Number 14, Batavia at number 20, St. Charles East. No problem for East tonight.
Well, actually, it kind of was. I mean, they didn't score until 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and then they got 4 touchdowns in the last 7 minutes.
Wait a minute. How does this happen?
Well, start with a flea flicker, and then it got crazy from there. So once the dam kind of broke for East offense and Batavia's defense kind of self-destructed. Actually, I'm sorry, the Batavia's offense rather self-destructed. They hadn't had a turnover all season. They had 3 tonight. That was part of it. They also had 7 penalties in the second half after not getting any in the first half. So, you know, Batavia had some problems and East really capitalized.
So you said St. Charles East tied at 7-7 in the final quarter, the last half of the final quarter, and then they scored 21 unanswered. Well, 28 technically. Are you a believer in this team? Because they beat North, St. Charles North, last week, a huge upset. They cracked the top 20. It looks like they're for real here.
Yeah, it does look like that. I mean, you know, one of the things that a lot of people talked about, you know, to this point in the season is how big Batavia's offensive line is. You know, I think they average something like 6'3", 270, and which is not a high school offensive line, obviously.
No.
But, you know, East really did a great job of limiting what Batavia could do offensively. Obviously, they only got the 1 touchdown. So, I mean, East defense, you know, really stepped up tonight with the 3 takeaways. And also on offense, they showed some nice balance. The quarterback, Zach Mitchell, did a great job, threw a couple of touchdown passes. And Justin Jett, I'm sorry, ran for 1 and passed for another. And Justin Jett, one of their running backs, ran for a couple. So yeah, I think East is definitely for real, but I don't think you want to count out Batavia yet. And obviously St. Charles North is still pretty good too. So the top of the river, the Upstate A River, looks pretty good this year.
We're 5 weeks in now. I'm going to put you on the spot, Mike. Best team that you've seen so far this season, who is it?
Wow, that's a tough one because I think it's a lot more balanced than it has been. I'd probably have to go with Loyola, but I haven't seen everybody else. You know, and Glenbard West is really good too. You know, I would say 1 and 1A, Loyola and Glenbard West, but you know, I haven't seen Barrington yet. Obviously, they're very good. You know, there's just a lot of good teams out there. Brother Rice is another one that probably should be in that conversation too. So, you know, I think it's a more balanced year than we've had lately.
We're halfway home, 5 weeks in, 4 more to go in the regular season. You can read Mike Clark in the Chicago Tribune. He's on Twitter at Mike Clark Preps. We'll talk to you in week 6. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Let's get our first check of the scores now. Here's Kevin Powell.
Now, Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
All right, we'll take a look at your Preps Plus top 20 to start. Loyola beats number 12 Fenwick 52-21. Loyola coming in as the top-ranked team in our Preps Plus. Glenbar West will play tomorrow. Number 4, Brother Rice, up big over Providence, 45-14. Number 5, Lincoln Way East over Thornton, 42-6 win. Mount Carmel falls to St. Rita, 31-28. St. Rita wins on a game-winning field goal. Number 6, Mount Carmel falls to St. Rita, Sammy. Ugh. Not happy about it. Not happy about
no.
it. Sam went to Mount Carmel, by the way. Number 7, Neuqua Valley playing in Indianapolis. They win 35-14. Number 8, Palatine cruises to a 49-13 win over Hoffman Estates. Barrington, another win, 27-12 at Fremd. Batavia falls to St. Charles East. That's a 14-20 matchup there. And 15th-ranked Maine South beats Niles North 56-14. Those are majority of your top 20 teams. Some other scores around the state. Wabonzi Valley beat Matilla Valley 24-21. Rock Island over Quincy. Country Club Hills beat Midlothian. Edwardsville beats Belleville East 35-0. Maine South over Niles North 56-14. Bradley Bourbonnais 22. Bolingbrook 21. Lincoln Way Central 54. Thorn Ridge 21. That's a look at your Preps Plus scoreboard.
More scores at 10:35. Up next, we will join the head coach of number 2, Glenbar West. He is Chad Hetlett. That's next on Preps Plus. This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot are taking your game day experience to the next level. Chicago's Best Football Fair, Sunday night at 10, WGN-TV.
Back to the Friday Night Lights and Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN.
Preps Plus Chicago, it's week 5, 720 WGN. Sam Panionovich with you and a return guest on our show. We had him on last season. He's Chad Hetlett, head coach at number 2, Glenbard West. The Hilltoppers play tomorrow against Lions. That's a big one for you guys, coach. 4-0, Lions 4-0. What do you think about playing on Saturday? What's that like?
Oh, we love it. You know, we feel like it's an advantage for us, as most teams play on Friday night. And, you know, our student body really gets up for it. We get a lot of people in the community, the games. And, you know, generally the opposing team doesn't bring as many because it's not a Friday night game. And so it's been a great advantage for us over the years.
Two rings for you now. You won last year 34-28 over Libertyville, a 7A championship. You won a ring in 2012. How do you stay motivated? I know it's probably not much of an issue for you, but how do you keep the team motivated off of a title last year to keep their eyes on the prize the following year?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, the state championship that we won last year belonged to the seniors. I mean, the juniors were contributors, but, you know, they can't say that they stayed claim to that state championship as it was the seniors' class. And so I think that's a motivation each year for the seniors. You know, we're all about in our program. You know, the coaches, we maintain our motivation because of our, you know, responsibility to our upcoming seniors and the 4 years they've put into our program, what we want to give back to them and help them, you know, be as successful as they can be.
If I would have told you through 4 games your team would only have allowed 20 points, would you accept that?
Yeah, I would. I thought we were going to be very good defensively coming in.
That's ridiculous. You know, 20 points in 4 games.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think it was going to be like I said, we had 6 returning starters and another couple guys that played significant time last year defensively, and kind of what we hang our hat on is what we do on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm not surprised. I'm impressed with our kids, but I'm not surprised that we're at that mark right now. But we've got a long year ahead of us.
We look at your conference, the West Suburban Silver, Hinsdale Central, you guys, the Hilltoppers, Lions, Oak Park, River Forest. You've got 4 teams that are 4-0.
Yeah, absolutely. I think 4 real strong teams. I think the conference can belong to any one of those teams. And I think all 4 have an opportunity to go deep into the playoffs as well. So, I mean, it's been that way the last couple of years. Last year we were sitting at 4-0 with those other teams as well. So it's all going to shake out here in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, it's a very competitive conference with some great coaches and players.
Your 10th year now at Glenbard West, how are you different where you are right now in 2016 as opposed to when you took the job in 2007? Where have you changed as a coach?
Yeah, I think we've changed a lot of different ways. I think, you know, in that span, we've had a lot of success and been able to see a lot of teams do different things defensively against us as well as we had to defend, multiple things. And I think that we've figured out how to defend and how to run our offense against various defenses. So I think from a schematic end of it, I think that we've grown so much as a staff on how to attack teams. I think, you know, more from the mindset of a coach, I think I've grown tremendously on how to handle kids, as well as, you know, how we train our kids. I think we really try to back off as the season goes. You know, we try not to spend more than an hour and 15 minutes on the field and spend more time in the weight room and in the film room.
Can you take me behind the scenes? The nickname, I love the nickname. You're the Glenbard West Hilltoppers, but everybody around there calls you guys the Hitters. What is a hitter?
It started back with Coach Deshaun, legendary Hall of Fame coach at Glenbard West, that he had the Hitters Club, and it was built around guys that made the ultimate sacrifice for their team. About Bruce Capel, it's really on Bruce Capel, who went on and played football at Illinois and was actually roommates with Dick Butkus. He went on to Vietnam and was a war hero and ultimately gave the ultimate sacrifice and died. And so the hitter name for us, you know, stands for a lot of things, but it starts with Bruce Capel and the things that he meant as a hero, both on and off the field, you know, on the battlefield, and just the things that he did, and you know, we try to emulate, you know, everything that he stood for. So I mean, that's why we put that across our chest. You know, I mean, I think a lot of that because of our physical style of play, people think that the hitter stands for, you know, something like the nickname that we hit, and the reality of it is that's just the way we play football. We're very physical in nature, but it's a lot deeper than that.
He's Chad Hetlett, the head coach of number 2 Glenbard West. The Hilltoppers undefeated. They play tomorrow at 1:30 against Lions. I'm looking at your stats from last year, and I have to revisit this. Sam Brodner was your stud running back. He's playing at Wisconsin now. His line in that final, Coach, I imagine you just said keep giving him the rock. 28 carries, 264 yards, 4 touchdowns in a title game. I don't even know where to start. Was the game plan just keep giving it to him?
Yeah, I mean, the week prior to that, we played in a snowstorm against Kerry Grove, and he carried the ball 50 times for almost 300 yards. So, I mean, that was kind of our game plan, our MO, the entire season. We had a lot of other guys that complimented him, our quarterback and Brian Cochran, and we had some receivers and some other running backs as well, but in a good offensive line. But, yeah, it was basically we were going to give the ball to Sam, particularly when the game was on the line. And, you know, he just took care of business. And we can, you know, it's a guy you can trust in that situation.
Who are some guys on your squad this year? We know Brodner's gone. Who are some guys that have elevated their play in this season?
Well, I think from an offensive standpoint, Dominic Ficarella was a running back on last year's team. He stepped in and has done a great job, as well as our quarterback, Cole Brady. And the offensive line, Johnny McDonald, is back. And Will Farley were both starters on the team last year, as well as Alex Billstrom, our tight end. I think those guys all mixed in. You know, we use 4 or 5 different running backs this year. It's kind of running back by committee, but Ficarella is definitely the heart and soul. And we have some other guys, Ryan Diver and Trey Thomas, that also add to the mix.
We don't know for sure which class you'll be in. I'm guessing it's 7A, but I want to look further than that because there's this growing divide here, Coach, public-private. We've talked about it with John Holosek. We talked about it with a couple other coaches here. What are your thoughts on a possible split? We may have a public tournament and a private tournament in Illinois high school football.
And it'd be interesting to see how that all shakes out. I mean, I think I'm a fan of high school football, so I think everybody, you know, we had to play Mount Carmel last year in the playoffs. That was exciting. I think that, you know, the private schools have their own struggles. A lot of people say they can recruit and whatnot, but they have their own struggles that they have to go through as well. But I honestly, I could go either way with it. I mean, I think high school football, when, you know, you got a 7A and 8A champion, that's playing in any of the other leagues. I think there's there's a large gap at some of the other classes with the private schools. So, I mean, I think that's kind of driving a lot of this. And that's understandable, but at the same time, a lot of the private schools are getting bumped up in class that may not necessarily be fair in some regards to them. But, you know, I would be a fan either way. I mean, I could see it going public-private and why people feel that way. But I also like the fact that you get, you know, a public powerhouse playing a private powerhouse, you know, in the playoffs or in a state championship game, and that's good to see as well. So it'd be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Last thing, Coach, we appreciate your time here on WGN. 4-0, we gave the stat earlier, your defense, your team has only allowed 20 points through four games. That's 20 points total. How can your team get better?
We've got a lot of areas where we continue to grow. I think that we have to continue to play, you know, defense the way we've been playing it and fix some things on that side of the ball that we need to fix and the challenges that are facing us here in the next in the upcoming weeks. And I think that offensively we're finding our groove, and we just need to continue to grow as a team and not really look at our opponents, but rather look at ourselves and what we need to do to get better each week and just stay focused on that.
One of the best programs in the state, Glenbard West, the Hilltoppers, undefeated, ranked number 2 in the Tribune Top 20. He's head coach Chad Hetlett. I know you love the bullseye on your chest. Everybody's gunning for you. We wish you the best of luck down the road.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on.
Now, Preps Plus Chicago Scoreboard.
All right, we'll start with your top 20 here. Number 1, Loyola over number 12, Fenwick, 52-21. Number 2, Glenbard West off tonight. They play tomorrow against Lions. Number 3, Homewood Flossmoore beat Lincoln Way West 27-11. Number 4, Brother Rice over Providence 45-21. Lincoln Way East top Thornton 42-6. Mount Carmel upset by St. Rita. They lose 31-28 on a game-winning field goal. St. Rita upsets number 6, Mount Carmel. Sorry, Sammy. Number 7, Neuqua Valley over Indianapolis Chatter 35-14. Palatine over Hoffman Estates 49-13. Barrington beats Frem 27-12. Prairie Ridge over Bartlett 48-7. Oak Park blanks Downers Grove North 26-0. Number 12, Fenwick again fell to number 1, Loyola 52-21. Glenbard North upset by Naperville North 21-13. Batavia loses to number 20, St. Charles East 28-7. Maine South beat Niles North 56-14. Phillips played last night. They cruised to a 54-0 win. Marist also blanking Marion Catholic 49-0. Hinsdale Central beat Proviso West 28-6. Number 19, Libertyville, upset by Lake Forest 28-14. And again, St. Charles East over Batavia. A few other scores around the state. The Hersey Huskies, 2 in a row. Sammy, 28-19 win over Elk Grove. Schaumburg beat Conant 35-13. St. Ignatius beat St. Joe's 20-14.
They're 4-0 now.
4-0.
Our guys, the Wolfpack.
Glenbrook North over Highland Park 42-18. Prospect beat Buffalo Grove 24-14. Down in Central Illinois, Leroy over Fieldcrest 42-7. To look at your Preps Plus scoreboard, I'm Kevin Powell. We'll get you the rest of the scores around the state and refresh that top 20 for you later on in the show.
Let's go now to the phones, 312-981-7200. You can help Kevin out. We'll get that full scoreboard about 10:55. Brought to you by Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's Deep Dish Pizza. Find one of 40-plus locations or order online, loumalnati's.com. He is the coach. He is our guy, Mike Helfgott from the Chicago Tribune. Loyola 52, Fenwick 21. Are you surprised?
Not surprised. Loyola won the game. I think they did play their best game of the year so far, though. That, you know, a couple of them said so afterwards. They really just looked awesome offensively, scored, I think, on their first six possessions. And they got to the point where it was almost like they were just kind of showcasing, it seemed like, anyway, showcasing different guys. Everything they were calling up worked. They look like the number one team that they are right now.
We had John Holasek on the show last week. He was actually concerned about Fenwick because that's a program on the rise. The Friars pretty solid this year, a lot of good receivers. Was this game ever close?
Fenwick led 7-0. They hit a big pass early on, and that's the thing, you know, that I think Holasek was worried about, was his secondary was a little shaky early in the season against Maine South. And Fenwick did hit on a few pass plays. Their quarterback is very good, and they've got a couple of really good receivers. This junior Michael Laughlin is about 6'5", and he looks like he's a junior, surefire Division I guy. down the road. But Loyola's, you know, they were pretty happy afterward. They let up a big play early, but they played pretty well. You know, and like I said, they felt like this was their best all-around game of the year.
Mike, Loyola ranked number one in your guys' top 20 in the Chicago Tribune. Is it pretty evident, pretty clear they are the best team in the state, and is anybody really even close to them?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see them play home with Flossmoor, a game that could certainly happen down the line. You know, you got to give Glenbard West a puncher's chance to beat anybody on any day, but I would say, you know, they're number one for a reason, put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Brother Rice scores 45 more points tonight. I think that's 197 coming into tonight, plus 45. I mean, this offense just keeps rolling. Is it finally time to give? I mean, you have Brother Rice ranked four in the top 20, but should we be paying more and more attention to the 99th and Pulaski crew?
Yeah, I mean, their receiver, Ricky Smalling, is a really special player. So, you know, everybody doubles teams him, even though they know they have other weapons. Montini put a Division I cornerback on him last week, didn't give him help. And I think Smalling had three touchdown catches alone for 166 yards in the first half of that game. So, you know, when you got other weapons and you've got a guy that you need to put two guys on every play and a good coach like Brian Badke, you know, you see what they're doing.
Mike, this is sort of the time of the season when teams separate themselves, the good from the bad. Already 5 weeks in, I can't believe it. But is there a team that's maybe even not in the top 20 that's surfacing for you guys, bubbling, and a team that you're keeping an eye on that maybe many aren't looking at that's sort of under the radar right now?
Well, I don't know. I think people are looking at them, but Naperville North, you know, is 5-0 now and made a heck of a statement beating a really good Glenbard North team. You know, Sean Drendel, I give him a lot of credit, the head coach, for going ahead and hiring an offensive coordinator like Mike Fitzgerald, who is already an accomplished head coach himself. He's a guy who came from Marist, helped Pat Dunn, you know, kind of have a real innovative offense there at Marist. And, you know, they've had tremendous success with the last decade plus. He went to St. Francis a couple years ago, took them, I think, to the state semifinals. They put up all kinds of points. He had an opportunity to get a full-time teaching job in Naperville North. That's a great district. So he, you know, he agreed to become their offensive coordinator. And, you know, offensively, they've been night and day. He's one of the better coaches in the state, and I give Sean Drendel a lot of credit for taking someone like that on his staff and, you know, kind of being willing to share the credit for this start with him.
Mike, the coaching tree you just laid out for us is impressive. This is why we have you on every week. That's phenomenal work by you. I don't know how anybody can have that sort of knowledge about the coaching depth in this state. I love it, Mike. I love that we get to have you on every Friday night. That's all. It wasn't a question. Just wanted to give you a little compliment.
Okay, here. Is it my turn now?
Yes,
okay.
It is your turn.
Coach, you wrote about Batavia this week in the paper. I'm looking at it right now. What's been the key to their success with the Batavia program?
I think the community is the key to their success. They have such incredible community buy-in. I mean, that's like an old-fashioned place, kind of a slice of Americana from a generation or even two generations past. And it's just, you know, Batavia football matters there, and everybody kind of there's just a lot of buy-in from the administration and from the town. They have a great feeder program. And I think the fact that Batavia – the fact that it matters to that town, you know, helps keep them good every year.
Batavia actually upset. They lose to St. Charles East. St. Charles East 5-0, but of course Batavia will be a threat in the playoffs at 4-1. Week five, we're 5 weeks in, halfway home. Who's atop the leaderboard for the Helfgott Heisman?
Geez, you know, I think about this kind of stuff during the week. I think of guys, and then when you put me on the spot, I totally blank. Jake Marwede had another big game for Loyola tonight. Just a do-it-all guy, tight end, but he also is kind of their short yardage wildcat quarterback. He scored a TD rushing and receiving tonight. I'm just trying to go through the top teams in my head real quick. Smalling, I had mentioned, the Brother Rice running back, Xavier Valade is having a big year. You know, Coach, I promise I'm going to do a better job answering this question.
I'm waiting for the Heisman column. I'm waiting for that to pop up maybe next week because, you know, we're getting to week six, week seven. You got to make a decision. Let's look at the top three here in your top 20. Number one, Loyola. Number two, Glenbard West. Number three, Homewood Flossmoor. Is that as solid of a top three as you can remember the last handful of years?
You know, I'm not sure. They're certainly, those are three great programs. But, you know, it's Loyola and Glenbard West have probably been among the top three, you know, for the last several years many times. And when you talk about Mount Carmel being in there as well, and a Lincoln Way East, Providence. You know, there's so many good programs in the state. That's hard to say.
We will let you go, Coach. Thanks for your time. 10:49. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you in week 6.
All right, gentlemen. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
That is the coach, Mike Helfgott, on Twitter, at mhelfgott, brought to you by Lumonati's. Time to grab a timeout, 720 WGN.
Chicagoland's only high school football scores, stats, and stories program. This is Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN.
10:53 in the city beautiful, 720 WGN. We have a couple more writers here in the Tribune family. Let's tag them in real quick. Bob Narang from the Tribune and the Pioneer Press. Barrington 27, Fremd 12. Barrington 5-0, Bob. What was the story out there?
A little strange game. I mean, Barrington's averaging 41 points a game. They come in, only have two drives in the first half. They don't score. Two interceptions in the red zone. Then looks like Fremd's going to run away with it with a running game. But then everything turned in the second half. Barrington running back Logan Mays took the first play from scrimmage, 77 yards. And Barrington's offense rolls from there, led by their running back and their quarterback, Ray Nero.
So this team came in, Barrington, ranked number 9. They have all the makings of a top 10 team, a team that can make a deep playoff run, correct?
They had two solid playmakers and also a solid wide receiver, Josh Babich. You look at their defensive line, it's strong with Jackson Perkins. You know, their offensive line's got three studs in there, and then their defensive backs are starting to play better. So, yeah, this team could go a long way in the playoffs.
When you look at those offensive linemen for Barrington, don't you just feel tiny? Because they've always been huge on the line in Barrington.
Well, especially since I talked to Nick Burke today. I don't know what his height is, 6'6", 290, but he looks bigger than that. So, yeah, I did feel a little tiny, and I'm sure opponents do, too, this year.
It's Bob Narang. We got to get you out real quick. Thank you so much. Barrington 27, Fremd 12. Barrington now 5-0. We'll talk to you next week, Bob.
All right, thanks, guys.
Narang out. Brett Christie in, also from the Chicago Tribune family. Brett, you covered a win for New Trier, 38-17. The Trevians kind of on the ropes. They were 2-2. They needed a big win, and they got it today at home against Evanston. What was the story?
Yeah, they absolutely did. It was a closer game than what the score might indicate. Evanston had a long drive to start the second half. Went 7 minutes, 17 plays, but it stalled inside the 20-yard line because of penalties, so they had to settle for a field goal. And then New Trier's next possession, Clay Sosinski, the talented dual-threat quarterback, he scrambled on a 4th-and-12 and got 15 yards to extend their drive, and they went on to score a touchdown there and go up 28-10. And that was really early in the fourth quarter, so that really was the difference in the game right there. And that was a big play that Coach Mike Berzelaw from Evanston really kind of lamented the fact his team couldn't get off the field there.
So Evanston was 3-0 last week. They had a tough loss against Barrington to fall to 3-1. A lot of teams, when they face Barrington, it's the next week that they look a little sluggish, a little bit worn down. Was that the case today?
That more or less. They came out very slow. They struggled against the run. Francis Tay for New Trier had a big run to start the game, a 76-yard touchdown run, and they just really got out physical up front by New Trier, and so there definitely were maybe some lingering effects from the previous week's game.
He's on Twitter at bchristydth. Again, the final score, New Trier gets their third win. They beat Evanston 38-17. Thanks, Brett. Talk to you down the road.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Let's get our final check of the scores. Here's KP.
Now, Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
Start with the top 20. Number 1, Loyola tops number 12, Fenwick 52-21. Glenbard West off till tomorrow. Homewood Flossmoore beats Lincoln Way West 27-11. Brother Rice wins. Lincoln Way East wins. Mount Carmel upset by St. Rita 31-28. Sorry, Sammy. Game-winning field goal. Thriller there. Neuqua Valley beats. They were in Indianapolis tonight. They won 35-14. Palatine won. Barrington won. Prairie Ridge over Bartlett. Oak Park over Downers Grove North. Number 12, Fenwick again lost to Loyola 52-21. Glenbard North upset by Naperville North 21-13. Batavia fell to number 20, St. Charles East. Number 15, Maine South wins 56-14. Phillips won last night over Vocational 54-0. Marist also a shutout for them. They beat Marion Catholic 49-0. Hinsdale Central 28-6. Number 19, Libertyville upset by Lake Forest 28-14. St. Charles East beats number 4 Batavia 28-7 to round out your top 20. A couple important scores we need to get in. Sam Hersey, Huskies over Elk Grove 28-19. That's 2 in a row. Don't look now. Sammy Schomburg over Conan 35-10.
Three more.
Sadie Nations 20-14 win. What else do I have for you?
Can you help Martier out with a score?
I can never find Glenbrook South. Robbie, they're like the hardest school to find. Nobody will tweet about them. They do not care. I apologize. Yes, we care about Glenbrook South. I will find that score for you by 11 o'clock.
We'll get it
o'clock.
To you next
the
week.
The once proud Titans. What has happened?
Rob Martier left. That's what's happened.
Lake Zurich
beat Warren 35-6. Sandwich over Streeter 30-14. Morris over Yorkville 21-13. That's all we got. We're running out of time. Go to WGNRadio.com. We have a live scoreboard there. Get any score you may need. That's your Preps Plus scoreboard update.
We'll cross it up with Patty V. She's coming up next, WGN. Before we bring in Patty Vasquez and her mystery guest to be revealed momentarily, Kevin Powell has an update on the Preps Plus scoreboard.
I apologize, Rob. Glenbrook South 27, Niles West 28.
Who reads scores backwards?
Well, I wanted to give Glenbrook South. I was trying to build the suspense.
That's bad.
But Hersey won.
That's good.
Two in a row.
Because everybody needs the Hersey score. They're
Husky pride.
2-3 now. Yeah, Patty and Elliot Serrano. Oh, surprise, surprise.
Air Friday. Every Friday, Elliot Serrano.
I know. You call it sidecar, right?
Sidecar, yes.
Sidecar.
Yeah. I'm steering, and he's along for the ride.
I'm like Chewbacca.
Yes.
And you're Han Solo.
You sort of
like
look
that.
Like Chewbacca.
I take that as a compliment.
I did buy him a Chewbacca onesie, just so you know.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think I follow Elliot on Instagram, and 90% of them are like Star Wars related posts.
Star Wars or booze, I believe.
Have we met?
I like it.
And so, we also have author Rick Perlstein in the green room, who has written some great books that we're going to talk about.
The idiot that I am, somebody dared me to eat an Inferno wing before our show.
How's that going for you?
I had 3 of them, like a total psychopath.
Mm-hmm. Serial killer move right there.
And I literally had tears projectiling down my face. I said,
projectile? They were shooting out of your eyeballs.
They were shooting out of my eyeballs. They were way
too impressive.
Hot. Well, yeah, it was all fun and dandy until we got to the third one, and then that was about it. So have fun. I don't know if I'll be back because I have to be back at like 6:30.
Rojo Gusano with margaritas at midnight. I'm just saying.
I'll be back, I guess. Okay, the high school guys are going to come back.
I'm a sucker for Margs, Patty.
Maybe 11:30.
Just after 11 o'clock, Patty Vasquez coming up next. She's pretty late. New sponsored by Friendship Village. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNRadio.com. Here is the pride of Glenbrook South, Rob Martier.